Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Marcus. How can I help you?
Hi, Marcus. The last four numbers of my account ends in 2528.
Is it possible for me to get your zip code?
28352.
One second, ma'am.
Y'all busy early this morning, aren't you?
Early bird gets a worm. 2-8-3-5-2. What's your name, ma'am?
Vanessa Settle.
2-8-3-5-2. I might need to type this in. Could you, Vanessa, could you spell your first name?
V-A-N-E-S-S-A.
And your last name?
S-E-T-T-L-E-S.
Okay. One second. Let me see what we have. Could you verify your address, ma'am?
613 Isabel Street, Longbridge, North Carolina, 28352.
Your account is loading up. One moment. Bear with me. The system is a tad bit slow.
Okay. I am too this morning.
We'll get there. Okay. So, how may I help you today, Ms. Settles?
Okay. Question one. I thought that you didn't have the annual percentage rate if you set it up on the reoccurring payment.
You said you thought you didn't have the annual percentage rate?
I thought you didn't have to pay an interest payment if you set your account up on reoccurring payment. So it's paid on time every month.
Let me look at the terms and conditions. Let me pull it up and we can go over it. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. I have the terms and conditions in front of me. Did you get a chance to read those when you made your purchase initially?
No, but I was looking on this bill.
Okay, go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry.
You can go ahead and tell me what you were saying.
No, I was just going to just go over the terms and conditions. But I can listen to what you had to say. You may have had a...
It says you have a 0% promotional annual percent rate on any of your purchase balances, excluding EasyPay. You can avoid paying interest on these balances during the applicable promotional period. However, pay at least your minimum payment due to avoid the late fee. And I pay $100 a month. And my bill is usually like $30.
So I'm see. So, what number did you call, ma'am? What number did you call? Because I'm looking to see those terms and conditions, and I don't see anything that reflects what you're saying. Because I'm familiar with EasyPay. EasyPay is like a form of financing that you use when you're making purchases, right? Am I right about that?
Okay. Okay, tell me this. On November the 11th,
Mm-hmm.
what was that payment for?
Yeah, you might have something different here because we don't have a November 11th
I mean,
charge.
November, sorry, November 1st, I'm sorry.
Okay,
That's
that okay. So the November 1st. So when you initially signed up for the KitchenAid, you basically entered into a sweepstakes. And by purchasing the sweepstakes, you basically agreed to pay the $56.95 you didn't cancel within
Jesus.
Certain period of time. So that's where that $56.95 came from.
That needs to stop. That's the same thing on October the 30th. October
28th. Yes, ma'am. There was no charge on 28th other than the 574 again.
What was that?
So there was two attempts on October the 28th, one for 574, and the next one was for nothing. So you want bill for the second one. But we
so
can count.
The
6732, yes, ma'am.
We need to stop this.
Okay, I can cancel the membership.
And what's it paying for?
It's your entry into the sweepstakes.
Take that out.
Okay. Are you ready for your confirmation number? Cancellation number?
One minute. It's going to take, you getting ready to take out both of them? Or is this the same thing?
Well, this is going to stop you from being rebuilt again.
No, I didn't know I was signing up for something like that. No. Go ahead.
Okay, it's C as in Charlie. 262391.
Two, C is in Charlie, 263?
Two.
262.
391.
391.
498.
498. Okay.
And so, let me see something. Will not be shipped or shared. Okay, ma'am. You look to be said you won't be billed any further.
Okay, because I didn't know it was. I missed that. I didn't see where it was charging me for something like this.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, so we got all that off.
That's correct.
And not gonna be able to miss anything else.
That's correct.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye bye.